we are now going to bring you some music. The Mills family is a true local Darwin legend. Just about everyone in the family is a musician, but Ali Mills is probably the one that Australians know best. She's a Larrakia singer-songwriter, famous, of course, for her Creole version of Waltzing Matilda. And if you haven't seen her version of Waltzing Matilda, you are missing out. Do a immediate Google search of that. It's on YouTube and it is amazing. She's just one of the many musicians entertaining crowds at the Darwin Festival this year, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Hello. I'm very scared because, I just woke up this morning with a touch of the flu, and yeah, I've been throwing everything down my throat, so garlic and ginger and lemon and honey and salt and everything, so I hope.
Yeah, you've got to try it all, and of course, nothing ever works, but everyone promises you that it might. Yeah. And there you go, you do get the flu in Darwin as well. I've asked everyone I've met, and there you go, confirmation, the flu does happen here
too. Around this time, certainly, yes, most every year.
Now, you come from a very musical family, as we said. Why was music so important?
Well, you know, you sort of, you learn to grow up, you watch your parents and you learn that you've got to brush your teeth and, wash yourself with soap and have a shower, and that's how the songs were, the singing was. We just naturally fell into, we grew up with mum and dad singing all the time. We went to school, then we came home and there was singing. And dad always said, he died last April, not long ago, and a huge impact on me. He always said, if you can't tell a yarn, if you can't, have fun. This was his words, throw in the towel.
Throw in the towel, I love that.
And every time we argued, if anybody argued in the family, he would say, sing a song. Stop arguing, sing a song.
Sing a song. Well, I want you to do that right now, if you can, Ellie. I know your throat hurts, but what song are you going to play for us? I think it's a lullaby.
Well, I just wanted to sing something from my album, and I have sometimes what I call safe songs. I ask people if they want a party song or a political song. So people can judge whatever it's called, whatever they like, but my album, my very first and only album, is a huge, massive dedication to my elders. So the songs are written, that I'm singing today, are written by my grandfather, my mother and my aunt. I think it's my auntie. There's so many songs that but I think maybe the lullaby. Now, this isn't actually a Negro spiritual. And my grandfather sang this, and, I was curious why he sang Negro spirituals and lullabies, and my mother said that, back then the Aboriginal people sang a lot of songs that they related to the situation here, the Aboriginal political situation. So this is a called Alabama Coon. So people are going to say, oh, you can't say coon, but, this is just a song that I fell in love with and that I sing, yeah.
Take it away.
I'm a little Alabama coon, and I have not been born very long. I remember seeing a big round moon. I remember hearing this song when they took me down to the cotton field, and I'd roll and I'd tumble in the sun as my daddy picked the cotton and he watched me grow and chew me. She sung, go to sleep, my little pickaninny. Gray fox will catch you if you don't. Slumber on the bosom of your old Mammy Jenny. Mammy's going to smack you if you don't. Loo la loo, la loo la loo la loo. Underneath the silvery southern moon. Rock-a-bye, hush-a-bye, Mommy's little baby, Mommy's little Alabama coon. Now this little Alabama coon expects to be a grown-up man someday. Then they'll christen him and very soon, and they're going to name him Henry Clay. Their own, and this yellow you if you don't. Slumber on the bosom of your old Mammy Jean. Mammy's going to smack you if you don't.
Ali, that was just fantastic. And of course, that singer-songwriter, everyone's going crazy here, Ali Mills. Thank you, Ali, for joining us. And I want Ali to get lots of ginger down her throat. Poor Ali with a sore throat. She's performing at the Festival Lounge, otherwise known as the Railway Club, on Friday the 21st of August, if you want to go and see her if you're in Darwin. You can find more details on the Darwin Festival website. News time now, but we'll come back with more from the Darwin Festival from Festival Park here in Darwin.